In the interests of brevity, I'm just going to address three R's. The first is reality, the second is research, and the third is restore. Again, I want to echo the sentiments that have been expressed to Diane about the reality. And what I'm about to say about reality is more removed from what Diane spoke of. But it was a challenge that I got, and Diane spoke about power and this relationship. And I was stationed in Karachi on behalf of the UK government, and the security situation in Karachi is quite difficult, and the ability of Western diplomats to get around is quite restricted. But we are nonetheless expected to be out and about. And one Australian missionary who heard about my visits into the Sin Desert that were planned, he challenged me as to why a representative of the UK government was going out into an area and visiting landlords who were basing their landed estates on slavery, on bonded slaves. And it was something that I was completely oblivious about. It was something the Foreign Office was oblivious about. And yet, when we started to look into it with the help of colleagues from the Development Ministry here in the UK, within one province of Pakistan, the province of Sindh, there are reckoned to be in excess of 2 million bonded slaves, sometimes into the third generation, tricked into signing documents where their grandchildren will be bonded slaves and their children will be bonded slaves. And that was a reality that was unknown to us. So that's something of the reality. And I want to thank Diane for pointing out the reality. And sometimes those of us that are in positions of influence or power need that reality to be brought home to us very powerfully. The second thing is in relation to research. And this is about what can be done. And as a university that is a state university, but is also a Catholic university, and that is very much a feature of our education system in this country, and something we're very proud of, that we both embody faith and state. We are delighted to be able to put the resources of this university and the platform that we have and have built up since 1850 at the service of tackling this problem. And what can we do? We can do research that can inform policy so that the policy is actually evidence-led. We can host conferences. We can have secondments. We can ensure that the resources working in conjunction with the Home Office, with the Metropolitan Police, with the Catholic Church, and with Kevin's office, that those resources are intelligently directed. So for those of you who are here who would like to establish cooperation with us, we'd be very, very delighted to do that. Over the course of the next 12 months, we will be developing the strategy, and we hope to have a three-year strategy implemented within around 12 months. These are early days, so please engage with us regardless of where you're coming from, and we will take this forward together. The final R is about restoring. And as a university that is both state and faith, the element of restoration is vitally important. If we have one goal here, beyond the research, it's not to forget the person. We employ around 1,000 people. We also educate around 6,000 people. A lot of those are teachers. If one person, if one victim of trafficking is able to come to the university, and perhaps if they're able to leave the university, either trained in a job or as a graduate, that maybe we will be able to restore some of the hope that was used to trick them into coming to this country or other countries in the first place. And that's what I would hope, that a university founded on religious values, but part of the public society and funded by taxpayers, that we would be able to be at the forefront of that restoration. Thank you very much.